Text B. History of Chinese Kung Fu. Kung Fu, an ancient sport popular in China, has a very long history, during which a variety of skills were created and massively improved. Originated from the hunting and defense needs in the primitive society, it at first only included some basic skills, like cleaving, chopping, and stabbing. Later, the system of Kung Fu formed and developed mainly as the fighting skills from the Xia dynasty to the Yuan dynasty, and reached its peak during the Ming and Qing dynasties. In modern times, it develops well and becomes not just martial skills or physical movement. It is also a way for keeping fit, entertainment, and performance. Forming. Chinese Kung Fu started to form during the slavery society. Upon the foundation of the Xia dynasty, it developed to be more practical and standard to better serve battles. During the Shang and Zhou dynasties, martial dance was used to train soldiers and enhance the morale of the army. The theory of Tai Chi was put forward then to lay a foundation for the early system of Chinese martial arts. Later, the vassal states in the Spring and Autumn period paid much attention to the fighting skills used in the battles. Qi Huang Gong, one of the state kings at that time, even held martial arts contests twice a year to select heroes. Development. The development of Kung Fu started during the feudal society. After the Emperor Qin Shi Huang unified the central plain of ancient China, the fighting skills among the soldiers gradually developed into Guangzhong boxing, which was called Hong Fist later. Wrestling, fencing, sword dance, and sword fighting were popular during the Qin and Han dynasties. For example, Xiang Zhuang, a famous general at that time, played a sword at the Hong Men banquet with the intention to kill Liu Bong, who later became Emperor Gao Zu of the Western Dynasty. In the Song Dynasty, at the quest of Yue Fei and other patriotic generals, a large number of soldiers and common people tended to practice Kung Fu. It was at that time that Southern Fist became a popular style, taking Hangzhou as the practice center. The Southern Fist mainly emphasized the motions of upper limbs. The movement of elbows and knees was the assistant skill. Later, many similar groups were established to promote the integration of Northern and Southern martial arts. In the Yuan dynasty, it's said that Zhui Yuan, the abbot of Shaolin Temple at that time, succeeded the 18 Arhats Fist to create the 72 Fists. Later, he learned Li Family Fist, Bai Mo Fist, and Choi Li Fu to further improve all the skills into 172 fists, including 5 element boxing and 8 diagram boxing. In the Ming Dynasty, long fist, Hong Fist, and kicking legs appeared with single and pair practice. The combination of the Northern and Southern styles composed the Shaolin School boxing. Qi Ji Guang, a famous patriotic general in the Ming Dynasty, compiled all the skills throughout China at that time, including long fist, short hands, Hong Fist, Bai Zi Fist, and other skills, and people called them Southern Shaolin boxing. Later, long fist, short hands, five fist, and Hua Fist of Shandong Province, five shapes boxing, and crane boxing of Fujian Province, as well as the Hong Quan, Wing Chun, and Choi Li Fut of Guangxi Province and Guangdong Province, became the mainstream during that time. During the middle and end of the Qing Dynasty, the basic classification of internal boxing and external boxing was formed. Whilst the northern legs and southern fists became well known, after the First Opium War in 1840, many folk martial arts groups sprung up to prevent the British Army entering Guangdong. Many specific genres, including the form, intention boxing, Hung Quen, Southern Shaolin boxing, Wing Chun, and Tai Chi, started to be improved. After 1864, Hung Quen, including Hua Fist and Eight Diagram Boxing, was introduced to Jiangsu and Zhejiang areas. During the Republic of China, 1912-1949, Jingwu Gymnastics Club, the first non-government kung fu organization, was established by Huo Yuanjia and Nong Jinsun. Nowadays, our government attaches more importance to traditional Chinese kung fu, which has been compiled as content of courses. Every year, many performances and contests are held to encourage civilians to learn and inherit the skills. Various groups or organizations have been founded for better advertising and developing, such as the International Martial Arts Federation and the Chinese Martial Arts Association. Many schools are correspondingly established to teach all kinds of skills, such as Wudong San Feng Martial Arts School and Songshan Shaolin Martial Arts School. Moreover, Chinese Kung Fu has come to the world stage to attract more and more foreign people to enjoy and learn.